O beloved Satguru Kripal, the Forgiver, your play is unique. This is Sanchi Spachin Kela Niarde Bakasha Naharde, page 40. Your colors are uncommon, O giver. They are the givers of life. Those who had your darshan became intoxicated. By making them meditate on Nam, by putting them on the path, you cooled the heated hearts, O beloved Satguru Kripal. I am grateful to you millions of times, my true Lord, having become yours. My rope is in your hands. Wherever you send me, I go. You fulfilled my desires of the past. Save my honor, O giver, beloved Satguru Kripal. Ajayab has become prosperous after coming to your door. Graciously, you made me meditate on Nam. You attached me to your feet. O forgiving Satguru, listen to my prayers. O beloved Satguru Kripal. I, servant Ajab, am a stranger who remembers you. May I not forget you, my Satguru. I sing, Kripal, Kripal. Shower your grace, O beloved Kripal. I have come to your door. O beloved Satguru Kripal, the forgiver, your play is unique. Kela Niarde Bakasha Naharde, page 40.
Kela Niarde Bakasha Naharde Kripala Satguru Pyare Kripala Satguru Pyare Kela Niyare Baksha Nahare Kripala Satguru Pyare Kripala Satguru Pyare Mere Ranga Data Jivana Bakshana Vale Tere Ranga Nirale Data Jivana Bakshana Vale Darshan Jisenu Ho Tere ho gaye matvale darshan jisenu ho tere ho gaye matvale nam japa ke rasthe phake tap de hirde tare kripala satguru pyare kela niyare baksha nahare kripala satguru pyare kripala satguru pyare tere ban ke sache data lak lak shukar manava tere ban ke sache data lak lak shukar manava tere hath hai dor saadi jebe je the jawa tere हाथ है दोर सादी जेबे जे थे जावा छिर दिया खुआ शापुरी आया साला जरा की दाता रे kirpala sat guru pyare kelaniyare bakshanahare kirpala sat guru pyare kirpala sat guru pyare tere daada jay baya ke ho gaya khushiyala tere daada अजैब आके हो गया खुशियाल नम जपाया छड़ निराया हो के सत गुरु दियाला नम जपाया चरण निलाया हो के सत गुरु दियाला मेरी याद सुन फरियाद सत गुरु बख्शना रे किरपाल सत गुरु प्यारे केलनियारे बख्शनहारे किरपाल सत गुरु प्यारे किरपाल सत गुरु प्यारे मैं परदेसी दस अजायबा तेरे याद मनावा मैं परदेसी दस अजायबा तेरी याद मनावा बिसर न जावा सतगुरु मेरे किरपाल किरपाल गावा बिसर न जावा सतगुरु मेरे किरपा किरपाला गावा किरपा खारो किरपाला प्यारे आए हाँ तेरे द्वारे किरपाल सत गुरु प्यारे खेलनियारे बख्शनहारे किरपाल सत गुरु प्यारे किरपाल सत गुरु प्यारे
O my beloved Satguru Kripal, the Forgiver, your play is unique. And before we begin, a thank you to everyone who participated in yesterday's retreat. It was lovely to gather together with so many dear ones from distant locations in the Master's grace. We'll begin with a talk that Sanchi gave in March of 1984 at 16 PS. This was called With Every Single Breath. It's in the November 1985 Santpani magazine. So Sanchi says, Guru Nanak Sahib had to face the world right from the beginning. First of all, his parents were his critics, and they always used to give him a hard time. Because when he had no interest in the world, they did not like it. So in his writings, he writes about his condition. He writes, somebody calls me a ghost. Somebody calls me a bad spirit. Someone who has sympathy for me says, he is poor Nanak. People don't understand what I am going through. Then the doctor was called to see what disease Guru Nanak had. About that incident, Guru Nanak has written, the doctor was called and he took my arm and examined my pulse. But that innocent doctor does not know that I have no problem in my arm. The pain is within me. And he says, how does the doctor know where the pain is? The pain of God realization is within me, and no doctor can see that. In those days, the value of money was very high. So after that, his father gave him 20 rupees, which was a lot of money then. He told him, we are traders by caste, and we should do some business. You take this money and do some business. When he went out, he saw a group of people, devotees of God, and he thought, what else can be a better business for me? So he distributed that money among those devotees of God. In India, it is believed that if anyone's son is not doing any business, if he is not trying to make his career and stand on his own feet, then when he is married, he will understand his responsibility and start working. So according to that belief, Guru Nanak Sahib was married. When he didn't take any interest in the worldly work, his parents thought that once he was married, he would understand responsibility and do business. So he was married. But even then, Guru Nanak was not interested in worldly work because the purpose of his coming into this world was something different. Once it so happened that wandering here and there, he went to visit his in-laws. And his father-in-law became very angry with him. He said, you don't even dress like the worldly people. You have stained the name of your parents. It is very bad that you are wandering here and there and no one respects you. After that, his mother-in-law also came and she said the same thing, but she was a little softer than the father-in-law. She said, Nanak, we feel very disappointed after getting our daughter married to you. You have stained our name also. When he got so much rebuke and harsh words from the in-laws, he did not reply because he was the abode of peace. He remained quiet and heard peacefully what they had to say. In that village, he had a disciple whose name was Ajita Andava, and he told him, dear one, we have received a lot of prasad from these people. Now let us go to your home. Then Guru Nanak went to his place because the initiates know what power the saints have. So Guru Nanak preferred to stay at his initiates' home rather than staying at his in-laws' home. And over there he did his meditation and advised the people about doing meditation. So I mean to say that right from the beginning, When the saints and Mahatmas start doing devotion, they are opposed and criticized. First of all, the family members start giving them a hard time. They have to face so much, and after suffering so much, finally, when they become perfect in their devotion, they do not say that they have suffered all these things and done everything by their own efforts. They always give the credit to their master. They always say that it was all due to the grace and kindness of the master. That is why with every single breath they take in, they sacrifice themselves to the master. And in no way can we compete with them, because their sacrifice is much higher than we can even imagine. Master Kripal Singh used to say that whenever Master Sawan Singh visited the village where Baba Jamal Singh had lived, as soon as he came near the boundary of it, he would start paying homage to that place. And whenever the name of Baba Jamal Singh would be mentioned in any conversation, Baba Sawan Singh would burst into tears, because he had so much love and affection for Baba Jamal Singh. I have seen the canopy under which Master Sawan Singh used to sit to hold satsang. Everywhere in that canopy, it was written, "Baba Jamal Singh, have mercy on me." Most of you have had the opportunity to come close to Master Kripal Singh, and you would have noticed how much he loved his master. Whenever he would talk about his master, Baba Sawan Singh, his heart would fill up with love and affection for him. And many times you would have noticed that he would even feel like weeping in the remembrance of his master. And all the bhajans which this poor Ajaib has written, in those bhajans I have tried to show you that I am the poor one in front of the master. My master is the emperor of the emperors. He is all in all. He is the all owner. And I am nothing in front of him. Up until now, I have not said this, but today the subject is such that I am saying it. All the great souls, the saints, come from the same planes, and they know each other well. But they do not come in their contact in the physical world unless their destined time has come. Before they meet physically, the yearning which the disciple has for the master is such that he always feels that something is piercing through his heart. He always feels the yearning. Right from his childhood, he always longs to meet the master, because he knows that great soul, because they have both come from the same plane. Even though saints are all owners of the creation, still, when they come in this world, they behave as if they are very poor. They do not show the people that they are poor. They do not pretend to be poor to beg for anything, but only to give us the demonstration that unless we become poor and humble, we cannot progress on the path. When Master first came to this place, I took some dust on which he had stepped, and even now, I still have that dust. Up until now, I have not said this to anyone, but today I am telling you, I still have that dust. And whenever I feel sadness, I take it out and I bow down to that sacred dust. I took that dust in front of Master Kripal and I told him, "I will make my heart touch this sacred dust of your feet. And by doing that, I will get peace, because your five words, the Shabds, have liberated me." When I left this place, I did not take anything along with me from here except that dust. And when I was wandering here and there from 77 RB ashram, like a mad person, after he left the body, I did not take anything with me except that sacred dust. When I left 77 RB ashram and came here, I brought that dust along with me. And even now I have that, and I have preserved it with much love and respect. Such things do not have any importance in Sant Mat, because saints do not come in the world to make us attached to the outer things of the Master. But I am giving you an example of love of the Master. If you are fond of the Master, if you are in love with the Master, you like every single thing about him. When he laughs, you feel as if the flowers are blooming. When he walks, you like his walking. You like every single one of his actions. And you feel that his every action, every single word, has become part and parcel of your life. In order to trap me in the worldly work, my parents left no stone unturned. My father was very wealthy, and he did not hesitate in giving me any worldly comfort, any luxury. Whatever he thought would be good for me, he always gave me that. But even after having so many things, I still felt a lacking in my heart. I was missing something. I always felt that one part of my heart was yearning for something, and unless I got that, I would not be satisfied. This is where the family members gave up hope, after trying for the last time to persuade me to do the worldly things. They told me, "We don't know what has happened to you, but we think that you've gone crazy because Kripal has made you crazy." One relative had sympathy for me, and he offered to take me to Amritsar and get me electric shocks because he thought that I was crazy. I told him, "You know that I have surrendered myself to Master Kripal, and I have become mad in his love. I am mad, and you are good people. I have no connection with you, so you go." After that, they did not bother me. I used to tell them that, as Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say, those who are struck with the bullet of love become useless for the world and the family. They forget all the accounts, and they always remain attached to the feet of the Master. Bula Shah was a Qazi, a Muslim priest, in the Mosque of Lahore. His father also was a Qazi in the Mosque of Lahore because it was their ancestral family job. Inayat Shah lived not far from Lahore. Once Bula Shah came in contact with an initiate of Inayat Shah, because Bula Shah used to perform all the rites and rituals according to the Muslim religion. He used to offer prayers, he used to fast, etc. So that initiate of Inayat Shah told Bula Shah, "O Mia, O dear one, why do you strain your throat? Why do you shout so loud for God? He's not outside. He is within you. Why do you not go to Inayat Shah so that he may open your inner eye and you may see God right in your body? And he may open your inner ear so that you may hear the sound of God which is coming within you?" Because Bula Shah was an innocent soul, he was a pure soul, and he had the desire to do the devotion of God and realize God. He liked that idea, and he went to Inayat Shah, forgetting the knowledge of God realization. Since Inayat Shah was a farmer by profession, at the time when Bula Shah arrived there, Inayat Shah was working in his fields. He was uprooting the plants from one side of the field, planting them on the other side. When Bula Shah asked him to give him some knowledge about how to realize God, Inayat Shah said very simply, "O Bula, what is there in realizing God? You just have to uproot your attention from the world and plant it towards God." It was a very simple example, but since Bula Shah was very wise and was desirous of doing the devotion of God, he understood that and accepted that. Then Bula Shah said to Inayat Shah, "Master, I am a qazi in the mosque. Can I go to the mosque and offer prayers and do all the things which our religion tells us to do? Will I be able to do all those things along with the meditation?" Inayat Shah replied, "Yes. You go to the mosque for prayers and do everything that you were doing. There's no restriction on that. But along with that, do the meditation also, which I have taught you. If you find my meditation better than all that you have been doing, then you can decide what you should continue doing." When Bula Shah went home, since he was a good soul, he did the devotion wholeheartedly. And within a short time, he realized the value of meditation, and he started progressing. After some time, when Bula Shah again went to see Inayat Shah, Inayat Shah asked him, "Yes, Bula Shah, do you still go to the mosque? Do you still offer the prayers? Do you fast? What is happening? What are you doing?" And Bula Shah replied, "How can I do all those things? If I offer the prayer, my concentration towards you is broken. I've even forgotten where the mosque is." He said, "I used to offer prayers, but ever since I realized your form, ever since I progressed in meditation and saw that you were none other than Almighty Lord, I understood the value of doing meditation, and I know that just offering prayers in the mosque has no value. That is why whenever I went to do the prayers, my attention to you was broken, and I did not like it. That is why I do not know where the mosque is. So I mean to say that those who have manifested Almighty Lord in them, those who have realized the glory and real status of their master within, they sacrifice themselves on their master not 100 times a day, but 1,000,000 times a day. You will find in the writings of Guru Nanak Sahib in many places, what of saying you should sacrifice yourself 100 times a day to the master? You should sacrifice yourself with every single breath you take. Sufi Sant Bula Shah says, "Reading Vedas and Puranas, the holy scriptures, we have gotten tired. And by bowing down to the holy places and offering prayers, our forehead has gotten worn out. God is not found in holy places. He is not found in temples and religious places. He who has realized God has done so only from within himself." In the Muslim religion, they believe that it is very important to offer prayers 5 times a day and to fast for 30 days out of the year. They believe that at least once you should make the pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca and repeat the kalma, "La ilaha ilaha," which means that there is only one God and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of God. They believe that these are the only things which the Muslim people should do, and these are the only things by which they will get liberation. But when Bula Shah got the intoxication of Nam from within, what did he write in his writings? "A curse on offerings of prayers and fasting is rubbish. Bula Shah has realized Almighty Lord within himself. Up until now, he was in illusion, but now his illusion is dispelled." Bula Shah also says, God is not different from you. He's not apart from you, but you have not developed that eye with which you can see him. And because you have not developed that eye, only because of that, you are suffering. You have to develop that eye, and it requires a lot of effort. In this effort, love, yearning, and faith play a very important part. So we should maintain love and devotion for the Master. We should have faith in the Master. It is very important if you want to progress on the path. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say, if you are not able to do anything else, at least have respectful love for the Master. Because if you do all that he says, and if your love for the Master is more than for the world, you will definitely go to the place from where your Master is coming, and you will definitely go to the place where your Master is going. Where does the Master go? The Master goes to his Master, because he is always loving his Master. That is why, if you are having love for the Master, you will definitely go to the Almighty Lord. Unless we have love for the Master, we cannot get rid of the love of the world. The love for the Master is the only means of developing love and devotion for the Almighty Lord. Guru Nanak Sahib says, Master, Master, day and night I repeat the name of the Master, because without Master, I am nothing. Always remain at the feet of the Master, in the refuge of the Master, because the grace of the Master cannot be taken away by anybody. And then Guru Nanak says, I don't know any knowledge. I don't know any contemplation. I don't know your real status. I know only this, that the Master is greatest of all because he has saved my honor. And that concludes that talk. And today we will begin the final discourse in Master's book, The Night is a Jungle. This is the talk that is entitled, The Night is a Jungle. So Master Kripal says, what is the difference between God and man? Man has mind, without which he would be the same as God. Kabir tells us that all this, the creation, is a part of God. The soul is the same essence as that of God. It's a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. However, through being joined to the mind, it has become jiva. But as it is of the same essence as God, when the mind is removed, only God is left. So God plus mind is man. And man minus mind is God. Gold is made into jewelry and other attractive articles, but that which comes directly from the mine is called ore, although the gold is there. When the mud and other minerals are filtered from it, the pure gold is left. And so, when final analysis is made, and the mind and senses are removed, man is then God. One can conceive the great possibilities of which to avail oneself, having received the blessing of a human birth. To separate the consciousness from matter and realize who one truly is. When the soul became jiva, by association with the body and the world, it adopted the same identity. For wherever the attention is directed, one becomes as that. So now, lost in creation, it cannot find itself and return to its true home or origin until it is free and pure again. He who has found his own self has realized himself, has become one with God. He is man in God, or God in man. The same light, which has become effulgent in him, is sustaining the whole creation. What is God? In truth, he is not light. He is not sound. But when he expressed himself, those two principles emanated from him and came into being. Our soul being a drop of the wave of that God into expression power, a direct connection with it will take us back to the source from which it emanated, which is Anami, or Absolute God. This is the message extended by all true masters who have come, in different mode or language according to the time. Everything has a natural inclination to return to its original state and source. If you turn a lighted candle upside down, yet its flame will go up, for its source is the sun. If you throw a ball of clay in the air, hard as you like, it will but return to earth again from whence it came. If the soul gets freed from mind and senses, it will automatically be drawn toward God. So the first thing we must do is still the mind. The very foundation of yoga is controlling the intelligence. The word yog is derived from yuj, which means to rejoin. And to rejoin the Lord is the ultimate task ahead of man, a task which can be achieved only in the human form. Other forms are only for various enjoyments. Some human beings, because of their past karma, also live to enjoy, whereas others are not so heavily burdened, and therefore the truth is more apparent to them. They have better powers of differentiation. The latter type of human being can realize himself and realize God. Today is the festival of Baisakhi. The footnote says that's the first day of the Indian month of Baisakh, which is about April 15th. So today is the festival of Baisakhi, which is celebrated in different ways according to the various religious customs. Nature itself celebrates by the sprouting of new buds and leaves, and new life begins from this season. We should take a lesson from nature and sprout forth with a new life. In the Hindu religion, there are 10 avatars, and certain Hindus celebrate this day as a double event, the birth of Parshuram and the overcoming of evil by Narsingh avatar. Parshuram was a great yogi. Narsingh was the avatar who saved Prince Prahlad and killed the king, the prince's father, the tyrant king Hirnaksha, who, while ruling the people with a rod of iron, had declared himself God and had made them worship him. By performing severe austerities, he had gained a great boon from the gods, that he would never die by any hand born out of life, nor during the day or night, nor within or without any building, not on earth, nor in the sky, etc. His son Prahlad became a true devotee of the Lord and solemnly declared that God was God, not his father. The king tried to kill the prince by various methods or torture, but the pure devotion of the child repeatedly drew on the grace of God for salvation. Until, finally, his father ordered that Prahlad should embrace a red-hot iron column. Confronted with such a formidable test, The child at first hesitated, but on seeing an ant crawling up the column, he stepped forward with joy and placed his arms around that column. At once the column split asunder, and out stepped Narsingh Avatar, in a form born out of the fiery structure, terrifying to gaze upon. He took the king in his powerful hands, and as the sun went down, he stepped into a doorway, neither inside nor outside, and tore the king apart. I congratulate the Buddhists on this day, for the Lord Buddha was born on Baisakhi. On Baisakhi, he received enlightenment, and on Baisakhi, he left his body, finally, nirvana. So both religions have good reason for celebration. For us also, it can be a great day, for we are constantly lamenting that we should start life anew. So we should start this new day as the beginning of a new life in which the flowers should blossom and the fruit should come forth. There should be so much fruit on each branch that the weight may bow the fruit to the earth. And we will leave off at that point. Today we're going to begin a new tape. This is a question and answer session at SKA in February of 1996.
Dear Sanji, I've been initiated by Master Kripal Singh for more than 23 years. 18 years ago, I met you and find that my love for you is growing more and more. However, at times I feel guilty about this, thinking that perhaps I'm being disloyal or unfaithful to Master Kripal. Can you talk about the relationship between you and the initiates of Kripal? Pyare Sanji, mujhe 23 saal se zyada sama ho gaya Maharaj Kripal Singh se naamdan praapt kiye. 18 saal pehle main aapse mila aur ab main ye dekhta hu ki mera pyar aapke liye badhta hi chala ja raha hai. Halanki kai dafa मैं इसके बारे में अपने आप को अपराधी महसूस करता हूँ, ये सोचते हुए कि शायद मैं महाराज के प्रति बेवफा हो रहा हूँ या उनके प्रति मैं इतना वफादार नहीं रह रहा हूँ। क्या आप इसके बारे में बताएंगे कि आपके और महाराज कृपाल के नाम लेवाओं के बीच में क्या संबंध है?
परम पिता परमात्मा सावन कृपाल के चरणों विच नमस्कार है, जिन्होंने अपार दया करके आपा सब ਇਕੱਠੇ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ, ਆਪਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਰੋਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਣਕੇ ਮਾਲਾ ਵਾਲੇ ਧਾਗੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਰੋਏ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ।
Salutations unto the feet of Supreme Fathers, Lord Almighty Savan and Kripal, who showering their limitless grace upon us, have brought all of us together and we are sitting here together in their remembrance. In their love, they have sewn us together in such a way, just like the beads are sewn in the garland.
ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮ ਪਿਤਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਬੜੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਹੈ, ਬੜਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਖੁੱਲੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਇਹ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਭ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹੀ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਚਾਹੇ ਪਸ਼ੂ ਹੈ, ਚਾਹੇ ਪੰਛੀ ਹੈ, ਚਾਹੇ ਦੋਸਤ ਹੈ, ਚਾਹੇ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਣ ਹੈ, ਤੋ ਆਪ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਂ ਦੱਸ ਵੀ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਬਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਕਤ ਸੇਵਕ ਦੇ ਸਾਥ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤਬ ਤੱਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੋੜਦਾ ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਨਾ ਦੇਈ।
Dear ones, I have much respect, appreciation and love for all the initiates of beloved Master Kripal and I always respect them, I always have love for them, because with my open eyes I can see that he is present everywhere, not only in the initiates but also he is present within all the birds, all the animals, all the vegetation, everywhere he is present, and I can see that very clearly with my open eyes. And as a matter of fact, within all of you, within all the initiates, he is sitting in the form of the Shabad, And that's what he said at the time of the initiation, that the master sits within the disciple in the form of the Shabad and doesn't leave him until he has taken the soul of the disciple back to Sachkhand.
ਨਦੀ ਜਾਂ ਸਾਗਰ ਚ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਗਰ ਦਾ ਰੂਪ ਹੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਛਾਣ ਲਾਂਗੇ ਕਿ ਨਦੀ ਦਾ ਜਲ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਸਾਗਰ ਦਾ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ
ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਵਨ ਯੂ ਮਿੰਗਲ ਇਨ ਦ ਲਵ ਦੈਨ ਯੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਦ ਲਵ ਦੈਨ ਨੋ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਰਿਮੇਨਸ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਵੈਨ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਰਿਵਰ ਗੋਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਮਿਕਸਸ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਕੈਨ ਵੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ਼ੀਏਟ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਵਾਟਰਸ ਕੈਨ ਵੀ ਰੈਕਗਨਾਈਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਿਚ ਵਾਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਰਿਵਰ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ Once man mixes with the water of the ocean, becomes the same, and then there remains no difference.
Maharaj Kripal de naam levan, dhyan nahi badalna chahida. Dhyan usse swarup da rakho. Jis vich tuhanu naam milya hai, lekin main tuhanu usse de naal hi jodda hain. Usda ditta hoya hi pyar tuhanu main de rahya hain. Sach ta eh hai ki jab tu sharda naal ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਆਉਂਗੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਉਹੀ ਰੂਪ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏਗਾ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਪਿੰਨ ਪੇਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਏਗਾ
The initiates of beloved Master Kripal do not need to change the contemplation or the dhyan. They should have the dhyan or they should contemplate only on the form which has given them the holy initiation. And I am here and I am giving you the love only which I have received from my beloved Master. As a matter of fact, the dear ones who will come to me with much faith in the Master and with love for the Master, they will see no difference. They will see the same form because there is no difference in the forms of the love.
ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਦਾ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੇਰੀਆਂ ਲੇਖਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਕਰ ਸਕੋਗੇ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਸਾਵਨ ਤੋਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਜਾਂ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਤੋਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ।
You know that I have got more opportunities to be with Master Savan Singh in my life. And reading from my writings or from my talks, you cannot find out whether I was initiated by Baba Savan Singh or Master Kripal Singh initiated me.
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਕੋਈ ਅਪਰਾਧ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ। ਇਹ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੀ ਵਰਦਾਨ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਦੇਣੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਘਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏਗਾ। ਸਚਿਆਈ ਇਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਾਵਨ ਔਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਭਿੰਨ ਪੇਸ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ।
I did not commit any crime by going to the feet of Master Kripal Singh because it was the saying of Master Savan Singh himself. He had said that the one who has to give you will come to your home himself. So this is all due to his grace. And when I went to Master Kripal Singh, I did not see The reality is that I did not see any difference between Master Kripal Singh and Master Savan Singh.
Tusi bhajan padde ho jad da saavan najri aaya akhiyan vich samaya ajje tak main bhul na sakya jiyon saavan mishkaya.
In the bhajan you read, you sing that since I have seen the Master, it went into my eyes and I could not forget, and still I cannot forget the way Master Savan Singh smiled.
ਸੋ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ ਸਿਰਫ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਕੋਈ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਪਰਾਧ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਗੇ ਜਿੱਥੋਂ ਉਹਦਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਮਿਲੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਪੁਜਾਰੀ ਹੈ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸੋਮਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਉਸੇ ਸੋਮੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ ਸੋ ਸਭ ਸੰਤ ਇੱਕੇ ਹੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਸੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਜੋੜਦੇ ਹੈ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਦੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਸੇ ਤਾਕਤ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੈਂ ਜੁੜਿਆ ਹੈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਰੂਪ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਜੋੜਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਅਪਰਾਧ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ
ਸੋ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਐਨੀ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਮ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਲਵ ਫਰੋਮ ਵੇਅਰਐਵਰ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਲਵ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਰੋਂਗ ਇਨ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਪਲੇਸ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਓਰੀਜਨ ਦੈਟ ਲਵ ਕਮਸ ਆਲ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਕਮ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਓਰੀਜਨ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ the masters it is possible that I am connecting even my own initiates with that power of shabad whom we call as kirpal so what is wrong in doing that
main ode vaide de mutabik hi kar reha hai jinu naam danna hai us de bede ch chadona hai ke he dayalu kirpal tum hi daya karke ਇਸ ਬੇੜੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ.
I am doing as he had promised me, according to the promise which he gave to me. And I am making all the souls climb his ship of the Naam with the prayer that, O Lord, having faith in you, I am making all the souls climb the ship of your Naam. Now you have to take them across.
Haan, saade pyaar vich kami nahi honi chahidi. Saanu baithiyan nu eh nahi karna chahida ga. ਕਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਸ਼ੱਕ ਲੈ ਆਈਏ, ਕਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੱਢ ਲਈਏ, ਕਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਆ ਜਾਵੇ, ਕਦੇ ਟੁੱਟ ਜਾਵੇ. ਨਹੀਂ, ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਰਧਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਠਾਂਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਐਸੇ ਵੀ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਲੈਵਾ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਵਣ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਔਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਦੇਖਿਆ. ਇੱਥੋਂ ਤੱਕ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇੱਕ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਨੂੰ ਬਾਬਾ ਬਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਾਸ ਦੇ ਵੀ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਹੋਏ, ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਉਹਦੀ ਪਿਕਚਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਕੋਲੇ ਨਹੀਂ.
The thing is that we should not have any lacking in the love. We should not be like this, that when we are sitting in the meditation, sometimes we have love for the master, sometimes we don't have the love for the master, sometimes we have faith in him, sometimes we have doubts for him. We should not be like that. We should sit with firm faith and the determination, and we should do the meditation with much love. If there will be no lacking in our love for the master, if our faith will be firm and determined, then many dear ones report that when they sit in the meditation, they have even seen Master Sawan Singh over my head. Even so, that one dear one in Canada said that he had seen Baba Bishan Das with me, even though there is no picture available of Baba Bishan Das.
So, pyareo, sanu shak shakook to utkarna chahida hai, kyunki kudrati hai, jehda sade guru di gal karega, oh sanu pyara lagega. ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਡੁੱਬਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ. ਸੱਚ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਐਸੀ ਵਸਤੂ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਕੁਦਰਤੋਂ ਹੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਡੁੱਲ ਡੁੱਲ ਕੇ ਪਏਗਾ ਕਿ ਆਪਾਂ ਵੀ ਇਹਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰੀਏ. ਸੋ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਦਿਲ ਦਾ ਦਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਰਾਹ ਬਣ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
So dear ones, we should rise above such doubts and the confusions because you know that all the times, day and night, I am singing him, I am singing the praises of Kripal. And in the world also, I have come out with the love of the Kripal. So it is natural that if someone talks about your beloved one, if someone talks about and sings the praises of your master, you tend to have the love and faith for someone. So like I can see very clearly my beloved master within all of you. And I don't have anything else in this world. All the times I sing the praises of beloved Lord Kripal in this world. So it is natural for you also that looking at me, you would feel the love of Lord Kripal.
Maharaj Kripal, aneka vaari ye kehnde si ki je tuhada dost naye kapde pehen ke aa jave ki tusi usnu pehchanoge nahi.
Master Kripal Singh often used to say that suppose if your friend comes wearing a different coat, will you not recognize him?
So, pyareo, sanu pyar de pujari banna chahida hai. Jitho sanu pyar oh Paramatma Guru da milda hai, sanu lain ki fayda hai. Sanu shak shakook de vich nahi ture firna chahida. Kyunki jad main tuhade andar aapde pyare guru nu dekhda hai, ਤੇ ਇਹ ਹੁਣ ਆਪੋ ਆਪਣੀ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਹੈ. ਮੈਂ ਕਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਵੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਸ਼ੱਕ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਸ਼ਕੂਕ ਹੈ. ਤੋ ਮੈਂ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਿਖਾਇਆ ਹੈ. ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਸੀ, ਮੈਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਪੁਜਾਰੀ ਸੀ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ, ਮੇਰੀ ਮੰਗ ਹੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੀ ਸੀ.
ਸੋ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ, ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਡੈਵੋਟੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਦ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਨਾਟ ਫੀਲ ਐਨੀ ਕਨਫਿਊਜ਼ਨ over going to the place from where we can get the love of the master. I am drowned in the love for my master and I have got only the love from him, and that is what I am giving it to you. When I don't have any doubt for anyone, have I ever said that I have doubts for someone? When I don't have any doubts for anyone, then in the same way, nobody should have any doubt. Often I have said that I have been taught only the love by my beloved master, and Lord Almighty Kripal was the ocean of love. I was the devotee of love and I have got only the love from him.
Haan, khaas gal sasangi nu eh sochni chahidi hai ke महाराज कृपाल दे नाम लेवन तुम्हारे नाम लेने वास्ते नहीं सोचना चाहिए गा क्योंकि नाम जिंदगी च एक ही दफा मिलता है
The most important thing which the initiates of Lord Kripal should know that they should not think of getting the initiation again because one gets the initiation only once in his lifetime.
Kabir Sahib ne kaha siga ke kela ek dafa phal lyaunda hai sher ikke dafa sherni de upar chadda hai aur sadhu bhi ikke dafa hi apnaunda hai jidi koi kasar nahi chhadda ga
Kabir Sahib had said that the banana plantain grows the bananas only one bears the fruit only once and the tigress also is conceived only once in the same way the master the saint also accepts the disciple and that's only once the disciple of the perfect master doesn't need to go to any saint to get the reinitiation
ha pyareo bhai sundar das ਇਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਨਿੱਜੀ ਤੌਰ ਤੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿਣ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕੋਈ ਥੋੜੇ ਜਿਹੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠੇ ਸੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਬੜੀ ਆਪਦੀ ਮੌਜ 'ਚ ਬੈਠੇ ਸੀ ਬੜੇ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਦੇ ਮੂਡ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਬੜਾ ਪ੍ਰਕਾਸ਼ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਨਿਕਲ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਭੁੱਲੜ ਜੀਵ ਜੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੈ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਉਹ ਆਲਸ ਕਰਦੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਰਸਤੇ ਨੂੰ ਲੰਮਾ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਦੇ ਚਿਤਾਏ ਹੋਏ ਕਈ ਜੀਵ ਮੇਰੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ 'ਚ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੈ ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ 200 ਹੀ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ 'ਚ ਉਦੋਂ ਸੀਗਾ ਤੋ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਮਾਲੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਪੌਦੇ ਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਦੂਸਰਾ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਪਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਪੌਦਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨਾਮ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਦੂਸਰਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਸੁਣਾ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸੁੱਤੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨੂੰ ਜਗਾ ਕੇ ਉਸੇ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਹੀ ਲੈ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ
ਭਾਈ ਸੁੰਦਰ ਦਾਸ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਟੈਲ ਦਿਸ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਗਾਟ ਮੈਨੀ ਅਪੋਰਚੁਨਿਟੀਜ਼ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਵਿਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਹਰਡ ਦਿਸ ਪਰਸਨਲੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਂਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਵਾਸ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਸਮ ਆਫ ਹਿਸ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ And he was in a very good mood. He was in a very jolly mood. He was very happy. And a lot of light was coming out from his body. And in that mood, Master Sawan Singh, in his will, said that the dear ones become lazy. And that's why they make this path very long for them. What can I say about them? There are many dear ones in this group. At that time, there were only about 200 people sitting there with Master Sawan Singh. So he said that there are many dear ones who were initiated by Guru Nanak. They are still here. Because of their laziness, they have made their path very long.
Sach ta eh hai ki thonu itna hi pata hai ki assi ajj ikatthe hoye hai lekin thonu eh nahi pata pyare bachiyo ki assi kithe pehla vi ikatthe rahe hai pata nahi sant sadguru nu kai wari sansar vich auna penda hai eh bhullad jeevan di khatar lain di
The fact is, dear ones, that you people know that you have got together only now, but you do not know. Maybe we had met before also. For the forgetful souls, the masters have to come back into this world so many times, again and again, to take those souls back.
Our closing bhajan is on page 120. Aya Laha Lena Parani. Man came to take advantage. Man came to take advantage. With much good fortune, we have got this human birth. Youth is diminishing like the shadow of the tree lessens. O man, come into the refuge of the saints so that your work may become easier. Youth came, became intoxicated, and forgot the remembrance of God. The sun of beauty and youth set, and the night of old age came. He had to become dependent on others, and his wishes found no place. The way is dangerous, very horrible, and you can do nothing. Take the capital of Nam, so that you may ferry across. O man, take refuge in the Master, so that you may meet the beloved of your heart. At the end time, no one, neither sister nor brother, asks about you. In the court of the Lord, the perfect Master comes to rescue you. Ajab got Kripal, and his life became successful. Man came to take advantage. Man came to take advantage. Aya Laha Len Prani, page 120.
Aya Laha Len Prani. Aya Laha Len Prani. Vade bagana lahe milaya jama e insani jive bire pare chava daleda daladi ve javani Sante Sharana Vichaya Jabande Ho Jaya Kamasani Sante Sharana Vichaya Jabande Ho Jaya Kamasani Lalen prani, aya lalen prani, aya lalen prani, aya lalen prani. Chad javani homastani ravadiya dabulahi daliya surajahu sanjavani rat budepa ahi Vasparaye hom na pegya chale na manmani Vasparaye hom na pegya chale na manmani Lalen prani, aya lalen prani, aya lalen prani, aya lalen prani. Rasita bikada barabeyanaka chaladana ko ichara namdi punji banale pale ho jaye parutara sharan guru dipe jabande dilda mil jaye jani sharan guru dipe jabande dilda mil jaye jani lalen prani aya lalen prani aya lalen prani aya lalen prani Ante vele ko ina puchada na pena na bahi Satguru pura vichada garde ho anasahi Akirpale ajai banu milia safala hoe jindagani Akirpale ajai banu milia safala hoe jindagani lalen prani aya lalen prani aya lalen prani aya lalen prani.
At the end time, no one, neither sister nor brother, asks about you. In the court of the Lord, the perfect master comes to rescue you. Ajayib got Kripal, and his life became successful. Man came to take advantage. Man came to take advantage. May God bless us all.